The 15 Minutes of Fame podcast, your destination to learn from people that are passionate about their business and have amazing stories to tell. Are you ready to elevate your expectations of what you thought was possible? It's time to get inspired.
Hello, everybody out there. Welcome to the 15 Minutes of Fame Facebook Live video. If you follow us, you would know that normally we do this as a podcast, but there's so many people out there on social media that we thought this would be better and a good time to start. And joining us today, I'm super excited, is Steve Foran. Steve is the owner of Gratitude at Work, and it's such a timely topic, of course, with everything going on today. Thanks for joining us, Steve.
It's a pleasure to be here, Erica. Thanks for having me.
So I know that you're actually an electrical engineer by trade. What made you believe in the benefits of gratitude so much that you now focus on it for your work?
I grew up, you know, I'm the oldest of five, so I grew up thinking I did it all myself. And 15, 16, 17 years ago, I came to the realization that my life was handed to me on a silver platter. I've got one of my clients, he says, he describes it as, I used to think that I hit a home run in life. And he said, then I realized I was born on third base. And, you know, so for me, when I had this realization that my life was handed to me on a silver platter, what I mean is that, you know, whatever my success was up to that point, I thought it was all me, my hard work, my smarts, my perseverance, whatever it was. And then I just realized, like, I look around, it's like, my parents, the home I grew up in. And I always appreciated these things, but in a different way. And I just like, oh my goodness. It's like, look at all I've been given. And that's, and when I surfed, when I felt like I would have been given this as a gift, it just brought this enormous sense of gratitude into my life. And it changed me from being someone who was very judgmental. I was always positive and optimistic, but very judgmental, to someone who was, you know, and I'm still growing in it, growing to be more thankful and grateful for what I've received.
Right. And so I love the topic of gratitude. And I actually saw you speak at a fundraiser recently. And I always try to practice gratitude. So can you tell us a little bit, like, what does that actually mean? How does a person do that?
Yeah. So here's the number one thing that you could do. And this is the simple secret, is just every day, write down a list of three things you're grateful for. The science right now doesn't really say do it in the morning, do it at night. It doesn't
I have
matter.
My book.
You still got your book. Excellent. Excellent. It doesn't matter when you do it, but just as long as you do it. And I say write. To me, I type them out and I record it electronically. So there is this, I would encourage, you know, you listening or watching, don't just think about them. Actually physically take the effort of recording them and it's just becoming aware of the becoming aware and present to what you are grateful for. And you're doing it not for anyone else, but to remind yourself of what you're grateful for. And that's the thing. It's just like, what are you grateful for today? And what's the best part of your day? And it just begins to help you get better at noticing the good in your life. And you know, today, it's just kind of coincidental that we're doing this interview in the midst of, like, the new world order in many ways, because we've had this lined up for quite a few weeks now. But now more than ever, it's so critical that we're in a positive mental frame of mind to be able to deal with the challenges that we have. And you know, I'm not grateful that COVID has kind of befallen our world and our cities, our countries. But in that gratitude, what are you grateful for, Steve, in this situation where the world is finding itself today? And gratitude's about finding the good in any and every situation.
Yeah, so it's all about mindset, right? It's all about, so there's so many people sitting home and, you know, they might be feeling really anxious and stressed. And by basically going over the things you're grateful for, you can kind of like change that mindset and it'll basically help you get through what we're going through. Do you express your gratitude to other people as well, or do you just write them down and keep them to yourself?
Every day I share my gratitudes. But even more important, I consume other people's gratitudes. And one of the reasons I share my gratitudes is to give other people the ability to consume somebody else's gratitudes. And when I say consume, so for you watching, you are consuming this information. When you watch the news, you are consuming news. And what we consume influences our mindset, right? So you're bang on, Erica, when you say about mindset and gratitude. And so by vocalizing and verbalizing what I'm grateful for, and when you do that, again, it's another physical thing that does, and we find that it'll rewire the neural pathways in your brain that will help enhance the gratitude that you experience and that you feel. And it'll put you in, you will have a higher chance of spending more time in a positive mental state, a positive mental frame of mind, which is what we need when we're in these really chaotic, disruptive, challenging times that we find ourselves right now.
Yeah, I think it's difficult to be unhappy and grateful at the same time, right? The problem I had the most, so, you know, I hear this information and I go home every day, I'm going to write down these three things I'm grateful for, and it worked for about a week. Do you have any tips for people to get that into their routine?
Yeah, I do. I can share a document with you that it just has 21 tips that I encourage people to use. And if you can include it in your notes section, I can send you that. But what we don't want to do is get into the road exercise of I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for that, you know, because we can do that, right? And I did some research on, we had about 1,600 posts at the time of what people are grateful for. And so went through, we did an analysis of, that would be 4,000 gratitudes. And what we found was that when people express their gratitude, they're almost four times as likely to express gratitude in terms of benefits to themselves versus the sacrifice that someone else made. And let me explain what I mean here. Mm-hmm. I could say I'm really grateful to be on in the this podcast with Erica, so that I get all this exposure, right, as a benefit to me. So I'm grateful for that, right? Or I could frame the gratitude as I'm grateful for Erica that she's willing to take a professional risk. She's putting her professional reputation on the line for me. Do you see the difference?
I don't know if that's entirely true, but I appreciate that, Steve.
No, but do you know what I mean? But you're taking a risk here, right? And so the thing is, every gratitude, when we're great, the reason that you or I or you listen, you watching, the reason you're grateful is because you receive something that's a benefit to you, and you know that somebody else has done something for you with no intention of anything to get in return. And what that does is, so when I frame my gratitude in terms of what others have done, it gets me other focused, not self-focused. And so I really encourage people, this is, I think, the number one tip when you're doing your gratitudes. Pay attention to whether they're self-focused or other focused. And if they get more self-focused, it's time to get things other focused, because then it gets you, instead of being down into myself, owed into others, and you become, oh my goodness, this is really fortunate. I'm so fortunate for it.
Right. I get it. So Steve, I'm grateful to have you on this Facebook Live video so that you can share this information with people to help them through these difficult times. That would be a good gratitude statement. I saw on your website, you call it a movement, and I'm just curious, I wanted to ask you, is it a movement?
Well, whether it's a movement now or not, my dream is 1 billion happier people. Mm. For that to happen, I know I can't do it. I, Steve Ford, my dream is 1 billion happier people. I know I can't do it on my own, so I'm just calling it a movement, because I need a movement of people. And for you to say, Steve, would you come on the podcast and do this? You're unofficially, if not officially, you're part of the movement because you've helped make this happen.
That's awesome. I love it. So I always like to kind of, you know, we have so much information, great information here. You know, if there was one piece of advice that you could kind of leave people with in relation to gratitude, sorry to put you on the spot, but is there anything that comes to mind?
Yeah, and there's two. And the two things I've already talked about them, but number one, make a list of what you're grateful for. Like, and just decide that you're going to do that and do it every day. I've been doing it, making a list of my gratitudes, probably 15 years. I don't know the last time I missed a day. So make a list of what you're grateful for. So either download a gratitude app or get a journal or a book or something that you can record in, put it by your bedside table, put it in a place that's going to be as convenient for you as possible. And just, I want to do this every day. And if you miss a day, don't beat yourself up. And number two is consume other people's gratitudes. And if you go to my website, you can sign up for the daily gratitudes. You get three gratitudes from me and three from a guest. My guest last week was from Vancouver. My guest this week is from Halifax. My guest the next week is from, I'm not sure off the top of my head, but we have a different guest from somewhere in the world every week. And it's a simple way for you to consume other people's gratitudes and really help keep you in a positive mental framework.
Yeah, I mean, I look online and I see so many people sharing their gratitude for, you know, frontline workers out there and people that are helping us be fed and stay well and helping people who are sick. And even though it's a difficult time, there's always things to be grateful for, I think. So you might have to just dig a little deeper, but they're there. And I think this is so great. Thank you so much for joining us. Where can people find you for more information?
Yeah, thanks, Erica. If you go to my website, gratitudeatwork.ca, and you can find out more about what we're doing there. You find out about the movement. You find out about the daily gratitudes as well, too. So, Erica, thanks for having me on the show. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Steve.